Blog Talk Radio.
So you want me to do, you want me to put you on that? Right now, you're kind of hot, you know. I don't want to, I don't want to rasp, I don't want to fuck with you because you are. Police all are watch you. See, the feds good all watch you, right? Blood clot, no.
I ain't going back to jail, dog. Jail, dog. Splash your number. And that's a beanie seeker. Because I'm a real bad man. I'm a self-made man, bro. A sweet bully. Back in full effect. I'm a self-filling. Well, I'm going through the 5,000. Oh, this my real bum buckler. Bad man. You hear that? Bill.
$200 fan and a star phone. 30 shot banana and my firearm. That's to any nigga that I slide up on. Supply your mama with the casket she put flowers on. The Don Dada, the Roddy boy. The top shot, your eyes clap, your body boy. Go suck your fire. I'm bad boy, I warn boy. Like Big Papa. I squeeze chopper, release copper. Yeah, bleed proper. Yeah, empty out the clip to the Beretta lot. Circle the block, scope, see if he dead or not. 7 shot, 38, the letter pop. Squat, squeeze with one eye open like Fetty Wap. And I don't really want to expose you, I'm trying to be humble. My dad belong in the woods and not in the jungle. And you ain't never in the hood, scared them niggas of Trump. Got niggas in your circle now, that's waiting to slump you.
Some pussy for no, so they never ramp it, bad man. We shoot boy and kill them all and done. Underground them a go. Kick out boy Maro. Gun shot we a beat night and day. Beat this nigga.
Right back on that ass, I ain't finished, nigga. I will drag your ass till you surrender, nigga. You sweet, nigga, you fake, nigga, you splendid, nigga. Pussy, you ain't tough, nigga, you tender, nigga. I engine niggas for dinner, niggas, I been a nigga.
Bitch, I kill your vibe.
Shout out to Kendrick, nigga. Nigga, I watch the locks and I listen, nigga. Could've been a fourth member, but I went with Jicka. Send me niggas, I'm with whatever, let's get it, nigga. I slide down your chimney like it's December, nigga. Pop off on sight, shoot up your sprinter. Nigga, and you ain't about that life, so stop pretending, nigga. And I can give two shit if I'm offending,
no
nigga.
Remorse.
Yeah. Bitch, if that shoe fits, that's what's meant for, nigga.
Yeah.
I put this city on the map.
Facts.
Who the fuck wanna claim King now?
Bully back, bully back, bully back. Philly, better look out enough. Bro, sweet bully. Back in full effect. Philly, we come to take over this bomb buckler. I wanna kill who early and who's up on top. Know that.
You come to my house. Don't you ever bring scale business to me. I run shit. I kill for nothing.
Real murder.
I bring that some money and deal with the people. Don't bring that shit to me. Again.
Rusty Bully Wagon. Real bad man. Top shutter. Shoot them off bomb bowl. Suck your mother. Gonna steal people. Pussy.
One thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
When?
Put my third eye unlocked, I can see clearly. I'm wake up conscious, they can hear me now. Already know I'm coming, just play my position. Only get in with knowledge and lyrical admission. Gotta make them understand I'm a limited edition. And I'ma go hard without they permission. Touch it on a whole nother level. Listen, I figured I was shepherded up since I was in the kitchen. I'm the chosen one, supposed to have in case I didn't mention. The middle of the ring, nothing but space and opportunity. Protected by the force, it's nothing you can do to me. Noodled, in it for the long haul, whole kick a boodle. I'm about to go all in. I ain't got no friends or pop the piston. Fuck a 9 to 5, nigga. I came here to glisten, feeling the actions. I'm heavy on the mentions. Green leaves, everything is always my intention. No, from the beginning, I left for a minute, but now I'm back. Somebody dropped the key to success in my lap. Now, how many phases must I go through? And how much talent do I gotta show you before you start believing in the movement? Follow Dutch 6-1-2-3, what the fuck are you doing? Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. girls ain't supposed to cry. And you don't think I'm the hottest in these streets, bitch. You in denial. I rep NYCBX poster child. I know success is ahead. I'm just coasting now. And my rhymes cause catastrophes like Hurricane Katrina. Attitude like a pity. It's a little bit meaner while I'm drooling from the mouth. I'm hungry, son. Hope you ain't tired of Dutch, cause I just begun. I'm a different type of chick. Real arrogant. Gemini, I'm 6'12 and don't take no shit. The gods call me a queen. They see the boss in me. I'm elevating from the earth, so the shine's deserved. It's such the magnificent. I do it so innocent. Drop these jewels that's written for your benefit. Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building. We don't party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building. We don't party tonight. Get them hands up high. But no matter my pace, this gold only get better. I know haters wish it wasn't true, but I'm staying forever. About to put the game on freeze, fool. Zip up your sweater. Haters wanna block me. I'm way too clever and much too intelligent. Your approval irrelevant. Veteran. Sometimes my rhymes can cause brain freeze. Get the etc. I don't spit for free, nigga. $5, I'm selling it. Front on me, I'ma have to start belly. You don't know by now about to run this game. Dutch is mythic, misunderstood. Know my name, nigga. Stay in your lane or get your diaper changed. This is grown woman shit. Some ain't made for this. Some say I'm too cocky. I bleed 125, bitch. Don't make me have to smack the Similac off your lips. Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high, hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high, hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high.
West Gucci, we in the building. Welcome to my world of gray. Tonight is Real Life Wednesdays. Welcome, 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 where we talk about real life things that have happened in our lives, maybe your lives, other people's lives. We talk about it all. Tonight, if you'd like to join in, the number is 914-803-4322. And you can press the number one button and join right in. We're going to go back into a little bit of music. And then when we come back, tonight's topic, first one, we're going to discuss about people who lie about dying. Believe it or not, I was reading a story that I wanted to talk about, but I know a couple of people personally that have lied about being ready to die and still living. Thought you're supposed to be dead.
Yeah.
Fuck you talking about. So I think that is a very fucked up thing to do, to say, to play with. If you think you're going to die and you're just speaking in terms, oh, well, I feel this way, I'm sick inside, and, you know, God's telling me I'm going, then that's very different. But if you playing the whole thing out and you know that you're not going to die and you're just doing it for attention, that makes you a fucked up individual. So before we go back to some music, let me let everyone say hello, such as I. Yeah.
What it do, twin?
What's Gucci?
Everything's green. Everything's green. Been mighty busy the past couple days taking care of Shiznit. But we good over here. Everything's definitely green. I got my client in the building.
Right.
I got my client in the building. He go by the name of the motherfucking slant advisor. I'm going to mic him up right now. I'm spinning.
Yo, you already know, son. Just said shit together, like, really?
You know what I mean, son?
You already know, son. It's Bam Bam, a.k.a. the motherfucking Slanderizer. Big shout out to all you motherfuckers tuned in. We're going to have a great show tonight.
All right, so I want to go right in. So, before you go back, just give your thoughts real quick about people who lie about dying, and then we're going to go into a clip. This is actually on the Steve Harvey show, so you know she got the business. But what do you think about people who lie saying that they're going to die? And why would you do that?
Because she's Don't you ain't gotta lie about that. Don't worry, God gonna take you soon enough. Don't worry about it.
Quicker for life. You wanna go? Hold on a second. Let me see if I can play this clip. Really good.
You know Steve is gonna let her have it.
Yes. Hold on. Okay, we got it.
Man is secret about himself. A man might only tell his wife on his deathbed. Go.
I'm just gonna say that he lied about being in trouble. He lied about dying on his deathbed. He lied about it.
fun of the situation, but okay, so I'm gonna tell my real life story in it. And so in this situation, I believe that I'm not gonna go into too depth because they could be listen, well, I don't really give a fuck. Because my personal feel is I feel that you lie. And I believe that in the very beginning that I still believe that, you know, you may possibly have the disease that you said that you have. You know, this particular disease go in and out of remission. In some cases, you get lucky and you get to live a couple more years. In some cases, you don't get lucky. But when you are, I feel as though, and maybe you didn't lie, but when you at the stage where you are starting to tell people, okay, this is the end for me, and you can start coming to visit me, you know what I mean? Like when it's already to the end, you can start coming to visit me, and you delete yourself off Facebook, and you go through a whole measure, like preparing for this, basically picking your dress out, and then a couple months later, you chilling. Now, if you made a miraculous recovery, then I feel as though for the people who was hurt by the situation, believing that this thing was about to happen, that was your duty to step up and say, hey, the doctor says I'm going to be all right and I'm healthy and I'm good and be happy for me that I'm not going to die. Versus you not giving a fuck. Even if you was gonna die, then things change. I don't think it's fair of you to go on with your life and fuck the people who care. Because I was one of them. I don't worry about a lot of people, but I was one of those people that was personally, as well as Twin, was personally worried about you, and you didn't die, and you didn't come to me, because I felt so invested in the situation, you didn't come to me or Twin and say, hey, look, I'm good. Thank you for caring, for giving a fuck enough. Thank you for going in. Like, what the fuck? So I feel like that was you was going through something in your life, in which case you was already trying to, in my opinion, trying to get attention. And I feel like you went overboard with this, oh, I'm about to die, and try to get more attention from this person, and you didn't get that. So you realize, hey, I'm going to have to stop saying I'm going to die because eventually, I'm not dying. I think it's fucked up.
I think it's hella slime, and I don't think anybody to lie about them dying, especially to their loved ones. For certain circumstances, people who's trying to get away from people and lie and say you die, that's different. But you just lying for attention, that makes you a piece of shit.
And then how do you think somebody continues to fuck with you after that? It baffles me how you wonder how the relationship doesn't remain the same towards people. Like, oh, well, you know what? This person been acting funny. Are those the people you lied to and said you was dying? Maybe they all have the same result. I don't know. We're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Don't move. This is some info. Let's go
back.
Sit around
in my head.
Welcome back. You already. It's the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood, if you don't already know who that is. The number is, again, those who don't know, 914-803-4322. Tonight is Real Life Wednesdays. We talk about real life things. So my Twizzleton want me to shake it up a little bit, you know, so we're gonna change up a little bit, talk about some other life things besides. When I talk about real shit, that is real shit. So it's real. It's real. They want to know this is real. So we're going to go into some other things. I'm going to lay off my story for a minute, and we're going to go to some other things. So I'm going to give you some information. I'm going to list 5 things you should never order from room service. I don't know if you know that. I'm a person who stays in a lot of hotels. I don't know if you stay in a lot of hotels. Room service, I don't know. I usually don't get too much room service. You say that, room service. You know, I like to go out wherever it's at and see my surroundings. And I like to see you make the shit. Really, true story, because I'm a germaphobe, and plus I always think somebody's going to put something in my food, so.
All right, other than that, besides, why would you want room service from hotel anyway? Like, the only people you see smiling in a hotel is the front desk. You don't see the cleaner smiling. You don't see none of these niggas smiling. You don't see maintenance smiling. You don't see nobody smiling, so the niggas in the kitchen there sure ain't smiling. They're not in a good mood to make you a fucking fool. They put Shay Mister in there.
Now this is where I disagree with you. I've stayed at some really expensive hotels, one of them being the Sheraton, and the room service was phenomenal. Like, it was amazing. It was one of, you know, the few times that I got room service, and it was laid on the bed, like, hey, get room service. And it was like everything was gourmet. And not only did they brung it and actually gave me breakfast in bed. Like, well, when they came, they opened the door. I was like, hey, what the fuck? They was like, oh, you ordered breakfast in bed? You ordered breakfast in bed. So we go come and give you breakfast in bed. So I thought that was hot. I thought that was really nice. And that was the first time I ever had powdered French toast. He started sprinkling the shit. You ever see Behind the Stairs where the lady, she poisoned a little boy and she used cyanide instead of sugar for the cookie? He was sprinkling. I was like, hey, what's that? He was like, it's powdered sugar. I was like, oh, then they was like, what kind of fruit you want on here? Oh, it was fresh fruit. He sliced the strawberries right there. So I really liked it. I really liked it. So I won't disrespect.
I can't completely room
service, right?
But yeah. The same sense is, I like to order my shit from where I want to order. Like, I don't want what's inside of me. I want what's on the outside of that. I don't want that.
Wait. And then I remember one time. I worked at this job, and we had training, and they sent me and my homegirl, shout out to Lucia, where are you, bitch? And they sent me and her to Boston, and I didn't really realize the baseball thing, like, yeah, we got the New York thing going on in Boston. So I had a Yankee hat on. I don't know how I had it, but I was, you know, my tomboy had my Yankee hat on. And she, before we left, she liked the Yankee hat so much, she was like, I'm getting me a fucking Yankee hat. But she watched baseball, so she knew what was good. She thought I was just so we get there, we get to the room. The room is like really, really nice. And we call our boss, like, wow, you know, this is, he's like, what, is that nice? Like, I'm like, it's nicer than he thought, you piece of shit. And so it said room service. What we didn't see is that it said it's a $75 minimum for the room service. So when we ordered, she ordered like French toast. I ordered, you know, we making sure we watching our cohort. He's like, bitch, yours is $6.57 plus the juice. It should be about $20. So after we ate that, he was like, he came to the door. He was like, anything else? And he's like, no, we good. She's like, you can ring the bell. You need, you don't have to pay right now. And he's like, oh, rock out, what? And then so yeah, lunchtime came. No, we was not going to do it again. Lunchtime came. They called us upstairs and was like, oh, it's lunchtime. We have steak, burgers, blah, blah, blah. What would you like? I was like, I want the steak. What's the matter? And he was like, well, did you want the, did you, every, the work, son. He was like, do you, oh, and they brought the gravy bowl that poured, oh, my God. So then that was lunch. And then for dinner, he says, do you guys want the filet mignon, the lamb, or do you guys want to come downstairs it's an open bar. You can come down, and it's like a buffet. I was like, hold on, bitch. We've been eating all day. Is nobody happy for no bread? We've been eating all day. She was like, oh, no. Maybe they paid for it. Yo.
I'm going to need that set $85.
Nigga, well, we're about to check out. We about to leave. Know this in Boston. We could not get out of the room. We're leaving out of the room. I would call downstairs like, there's something wrong with the door. He was like, no, it's nothing wrong with the door. It's automatic lock when your bill's not paid. What bill would that be? I went right in because this was on company time. They had to take care of the whole thousand five because I... I don't want me to say this. He was like, no, we were not talking about that. We were talking about the dinner bill. So in my head, I was like, $20. Please. That ain't nothing. She was like, you know, yeah, I got the tip. I'm going to go down there with my card. It's $20. It's crazy. No card on these pictures. $20. And I'm looking, and it's like the menu is on the side while he's helping somebody else. And somebody else is there for the same reason. So he goes, the guy's like, what the fuck, man? How is this bill like this? And you got my wife upstairs locked in the room. He's like, yo, I'll turn this whole hotel out. Like, let my wife out of here. He was like, no. He said, a lot of people misunderstand. They ordered a room service, and it says $75 menu. Or up to $75. So that's why we keep offering you lunch, dinner, because you get to eat up to $75 before we start charging extra. The orange juice, as I looked on the paper, is like $7. Refill. Yo! The bill was like $180.
So you owed like $110?
What?
That's how old.
It was $180 for the food bill. We didn't have to pay the hotel. The people paid the, our job paid the hotel.
Right, because you said it's $75 thing.
So right.
To eat up to $75.
Right.
And afterwards, you got to pay.
Right.
You're still on top of the $75, you still have to pay enough. How many days you was there?
We only stayed 2 days. We got there Thursday night and we left Sunday. So she was down there spazzing. Yo, they called the cops, the fucking Boston police. It was like, where are you ladies from? Like, you know, we don't play that down here. You come down here to stay in a hotel for free. Whoa! And so it happened to be a fucking blizzard. So we trying to call our boss to, like, verify, and it's just going like, no ringing, no, wait, what is happening here? Wait, hold on. He's like, well, you know, I've been waiting here for a while. This is the cop. I've been waiting here for a while. Do you guys have the money to pay? Or, you know, I'm just going to have to arrest you guys. Yo, this can't be. So we had back then Nextel. So we finally Nextel and got through our boss. And he was like, oh, they're good. Don't worry. And I'll pay for their food. They're good. I put it on the food. And then as soon as he hung up with them, he was like, you girls, get your asses home right now. I can't believe you ran up a $200. I'm not paying for anything else. I can't believe that $200 for you guys and gas money back. Let's just say 20.
nice house, nigga. Mind if I stretch out?
Room service is for the fucking birds.
So it says do not try spaghetti.
Spaghetti is the first now.
I love spaghetti. But why would it? It's a reason why.
I don't think I would try spaghetti for room service.
Huh?
Oh. It says the reason why is pasta, water. Hey, I'm about to throw up. I don't even want to read no more. Pasta water is a thickening agent that can water down sauces over. Can water down sauces off his Pilot Mountain, North Carolina resident Kelly Merritt, author of Everything Family Guide to Budget Travel and Flight. But since there's no quieting a spaghetti and meatball craving, if I see pasta and meatballs in a room service menu, I would love to order a side of crispy, buttery, hot bread with the meatballs. This is almost enough to fill the best part of you to enjoy, but don't do it. Okay, so they say spaghetti. What you say?
Say tomato, I say tomorrow.
They said the worst things don't order room service. Spaghetti's number one.
Absolutely.
Why do you say? Oh, you should. Why do you say?
It's not sauce. It's marinara. It's like the different marinara shit that they put. It's not real spaghetti sauce.
So, what is that the reason why you should? Why? Why? Well, I don't understand.
They gonna give you some okey doke.
Simple. Wait, well, hold on. For hotels that do have room service, doesn't that mean that they have a kitchen to cook it?
Not necessarily. They could be cooking shit in one of them.
What you think the reason is?
I'm not off.
Think about it. You can boil the noodles. You can make the hamburger. And you can buy sauce.
They ain't doing that.
Why?
They not into that business.
Frozen block.
Right. Heating it up. It's already made. Like stir fry.
The bowl and everything.
All right. So if you say that, what about spaghetti on Amtrak?
I'm not getting that either. I'm not ordering spaghetti from, like, I'm funny. I'm getting spaghetti from Olive Garden. If it ain't Chef, like, I don't even fucking want Chef Boyardee. But if it is, that's it. Olive Garden, Chef Boyardee. I'm not even getting it from the pizza shop.
Oh, I've had some good spaghetti.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's good.
Fucking.
I'm pretty sure it was good. I like the way my spaghetti tastes. That's all.
It's good, man. Definitely. The next one is onion rings. Do you agree or disagree? Onion rings for room service. I don't know. Why would they? How can they fuck onion rings up?
I was a witness of fucked up onion rings.
For room service?
No, sheets. If I got fucked up onion rings there, I know the chances of me getting a fucked up onion ring from room service is just as, I mean, the same thing.
I'm so mad that you fucked my twist onion rings up because I was talking about this box that I wanted him to try for so long. And usually when I get it, the onion rings is all crispy and this just was all soggy. So what do you say about onion rings?
I'm not really going to order onion rings unless it's from, like, White Castle, Burger King onion rings is banging. Right. So, I'm really not going to order onion rings. I'll probably order some that they have to cook. They have to actually have a soul
It depends on where I'm at. If I'm in the Sheridan, I'm ordering what I want. If I'm in, like, the fucking the Ritz-Carlton, shit like that, Waldorf Astoria, shit like that,
you know,
they got full kitchens.
Right.
They got chefs down there. It's not like a, they got a couple cook niggas down there with a hot plate and a stove. No, they have a full kitchen with chefs available so you can make what you want. That's what I would go with. I would go with where I stay first, know if they have a full kitchen, and know if they have chefs. That's easy. You can ask the fucking front doorman for that.
You know what? I'm not even, I'm not getting no fucking, no sandwich or no food out of the machine either.
Okay.
A bag of potato chips is fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe a candy bar, some cookies and shit like that. Fries is a sandwich. I'm not getting it from no fucking machine. I'm not into that. That's just like certain places you don't get room service from. Steamed vegetables.
I would never order fucking steamed vegetables in a regular restaurant. No way. I only eat steamed vegetables if I make it or a family person. I'm not getting that.
All right.
Or Chinese restaurant. I might eat steamed vegetables in there. I definitely would not. It says those limp, lackluster size of veggies definitely aren't worth the price tag. Items like broccoli, even squash, carrots, sweat under hospitality covers and become nothing more than flat color on the plate by the time they reach the guest room. If you're in the mood for vegetables, try a cadet platter with hummus. Hey, why do people eat fucking hummus? What do you say about steamed vegetables and ordering them?
Not doing it. I'm not.
Where's the meat at?
I'm a carnivore, not a fucking vegetarian.
Damn, it says the next one is pizza. Why the fuck can't you order pizza? It says many people will not order fried food off the room service menu. That's a lie because you're going to order a burger because chances are it won't be very crispy when it arrives. I feel this way about ordering pizza. Chimes and Gian Nicola's executive chef, Four Seasons Hotel St. Louis. Unless the hotel has an Italian restaurant or it's known for pizza, good chance that it will probably be frozen pizza or a bit tired from sitting under a heat lamp. What's more, pizza can be a vehicle for using up ingredients on the brink of going bad as toppings. And they use spinach and shit for toppings in hotels because they can't keep the meat good. And they use a fucking heat lamp. I would be furious if you give me something with a fucking heat.
That's what they use inside of the fucking pizza shop when you go get it eat, too. That's a heat lamp it's under. Where that light that you see the pizza, that's to keep it warm. Heat lamp.
Oh,
shit.
It's not this light.
Right. She's look all. She's got muscles in it.
She's just like chatfish.
Right. They say the last thing is eggs. What do you say?
I'm funny style by my eggs anyway.
That's
so. Just dying
down there.
Right. Right. That's the reason why I'm leaving out the hotel, and I'm usually going across the street to where they have a Waffle House at.
My sister and my brother ruined me for eggs. I don't really like eggs. I only eat three people eggs, mine, Slander's, and Twins. I don't eat nobody else's eggs. I don't.
Still be having a concept of how to make eggs right anyway.
Even in restaurants, I'd be so mad, like, you want this in a restaurant. Why you can't make my eggs right? And Slander knows how to make my eggs. He just makes the wrong just to piss
I
me
like
off.
Fluffy eggs, not crispy.
They not crispy. I like when they, how you make them to them when they, the way you beat them to they little like that. That's scrambled. Scrambled, right. And when he make it fluffy, what the hell is that called?
Usually fried eggs.
And it's all together. It's basically like an omelet.
I don't like omelets.
You ain't have the right omelet yet.
He made one. He had one omelet, and he every time he dug into it, it had like ham, cheese, and onions. That shit was good as fuck.
Right. That's how you. That's how an omelet's supposed.
But it looked pretty though. It
right.
Like gold.
Right. You know another thing that I like together, sage sausage. You get yourself a tube of that sausage. You got to get it. Make sure it's like Jimmy Dean or something, something official. You get that. You get yourself some potatoes. Chop them up like scallops. Chop them all up with the sage and Ave together. Oh, my God. Something serious.
Change your life. They have a little article up here of how to restore a rusty old cast iron pot because Thanksgiving is coming up. But I just feel like it, when it's in this condition, get a fucking another one.
It's supposed to savor the flavor.
So it says in order even if you were very careful to clean and dry your pan after each use, mistakes can happen, and you may find out that with rusty patch or sticky patches in your pan, in addition to any gunk up pans you may have in your home thrift shops, that it will not be in working condition. So hold on one second. Let me see what it's telling you to use. So it says to rinse the pan well, dry it off, and it says to pop it in a 400-degree oven for 10 minutes. And that will remove any excess moisture and take away the rust. It says, first clean off any gunk and grime or any rust by washing the pan with hot soapy water and a bristle brush, and or you can use a scrub pad until your hands feel smooth, and then put it in the oven. Now, what happens if I forget that it's in the oven? I don't know. And he's doing it right now. Look, I want to see the end result. That's how it looks right there. Look, he's scrubbing it. Let's see the end result after he takes that oven.
You feel like some oil or something on it as well.
That's the, that's just to wipe out the stuff. That, oh, what'd you say?
I look like it works.
Look.
Looks like it works.
Also,
that's
what I said.
Also, if you want like crispy bacon,
don't tell it.
One of the tricks.
That's how good his bacon is. Don't you? We getting out of here, y'all. Twins,
look it up.
Love,
love, peace.
Get
out of
here. We out of here. Oh, you know what? We was late, so we gonna take a break.
What time we start?
We did. We see y'all tomorrow. Love, peace.
Hello.
Yeah, is Eric there?
This is me.
Eric, how are you? Listen, you're the piano tuning guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the butt nut. Listen, I need you to do me a favor.
Who is this?
This is Frank Rizzo. I got a problem over here.
Who are you?
I'm calling you because I need a little help.
Right. Have I ever done pianos for you before?
No, you haven't.
Okay, where'd you get my name from?
We got it out of the book, but I'll tell you what, I got a problem here.
Huh?
My fucking dog is inside the piano. He must have jumped up there and got wedged down in the fucking wires. And I need you to help me do something. I don't know shit about this tuning. Get him out of there.
I'm sorry, I can't help you right now.
Well,
I mean, your dog is stuck inside.
Yeah, he jumped inside there. He's scared of me. I'm always beating him and whatnot. I got my wife over here screaming to get the fucking dog from the piano.
Well, I'm, you know, I am not on call like a doctor.
I could really use the help there, Eric. He's wedged in there. I don't know how to get him out of there. He's snapping at me.
Where do you live?
He stripped his fucking teeth. He's snapping. He's really in bad shape.
You expect me to take your dog that's snapping and barking and biting to get him out of a piano?
Well,
I don't think.
Hey, he's a little too tough for me there, Eric. Come on, I need your help here, Fruitcake. Please.
What kind of dog is this?
He's a Rottweiler.
And you're right. No, I'm sorry. You'll have to call somebody else.
Ah, for Christ. I can't count on you people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Bye.
Okay.
Yay. We back. We got 15 more minutes. Be right back. Wait, I got another one that I want to play. Hold on 1 second. Again, the number is 914-803-4322. That's Jerky Boys, for those who don't know. Just a little bit more Jerky Boys. You got to lighten up right now. Then. Hold on a second. And hold on a second. Talk to me.
It's a fucking wop-wop. Yo, would you go there and help somebody out when a fucking Rottweiler is stuck inside of a piano?
He was going to consider it.
Right, he was considering it. He's like, oh, he's too tough for me. He's like, oh, what kind of dog is it? A Rottweiler. Yo!
You're fucking Rottweiler. Damn. It's
I'm
late.
Good.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a different break and take a long break. We'll play some happy music.
See the squad in the rear view, make way. So much success in the air, you could taste great. Sara Lee in the flesh, we gon' make cake. If you want day rate, you should vacate. You can smell a beef, nigga, like we made steaks. Look up disappointment, you gon' have the same face. You can't eat with most niggas off the same plate. Always gon' be number one, cause my name Ace, Ace. If you don't give a fuck about it, at the end of the day, you ain't gonna doubt it. I'm doubting the industry, they want your vision clouded. But physically, my chemistry, I cannot miss without you. This is for the making, history recreating. Listening to amazing, a wonderful new sensation, a sensation. Built for this game, nigga, mentally. Mama raised me, the streets conditioned me, yup.
What's this brand new sensation? Then they say, that's the sound of amazing. Then they say, put this on in rotation. Then I say, got it locked like probation. First they say, what's this brand new sensation? And then they say, that's the sound of amazing. And then they say, put this on in rotation. And then I say, got it locked like probation. Probation.
They want money, power, respect, yes. All of the essentials. Or run up in some cribs for some thanks to some temples. I'm aggravated that we ain't on top yet. Taking radio and streets. Who the fuck gonna stop that? Animated yet established rhymes marinated. Little piece of me to set hip hop free. Say you ain't into me. Oh, you just don't like lyrics. Respect the boss in front of you. No bars when you hear it, nigga. Yes, I'm a mess. They say God bless. The child has got his own, I stay grinding home. I figured out the formula. I'm top flight, right side of my cornea. I got sight, so let me be specific. My dreams, I'ma live it. Committed, official, delivered, killed it. Custom made, and please don't doubt it. Some bitches ain't bout that life, well I'm bout it.
What's this brand new sensation? Then they say, that's the sound of amazing. Then they say, put this on in rotation. Then I say, got it locked like probation. First they say, what's this brand new sensation? And then they say, that's the sound of amazing. And then they say, put this on in rotation. And then I say, got it locked like probation. Probation.
You already. Shout out to Crane. We got about 8 minutes left in the show. The number is 914-803-4322. I wanted to get this last story in. This is some real life shit for you. I'm not sure of how. Well, everybody should probably know about the story in Vegas with a guy let off in a crowd of people at a concert. So now this is a up of the story that I just saw, just caught my eye. It says Las Vegas, a maintenance man worker said Wednesday he told a hotel dispatcher to call the police and report a gunman had opened fire with a rifle inside the Mandalay Bay Resort and the casino hotel before the shooting even began. The revised timeline has renewed questions about whether better communication might have allowed the police to respond more quickly and take out the gunman before committed the deadliest mass shooting in the modern U.S. history. Worker Stephen Shuck says he was checking out the report of a jammed fire door on the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay when he heard gunshots and the hotel security guard, who had been shot in the leg, peek out from a clove and told him to take over. As soon as I started to go to the door to my left, the rounds started coming down the hallway. I could feel them passing right behind my head. Here are the victims of the Las Vegas shooting. It was kind of relentless, so I called over the radio. "What's going on?" he said. As soon as the shooting stopped, we made our way down to the hallway and took cover again, and then the shooting started again. Police said Monday they believe the gunman, Stephen Paddock, shot the hotel security guard through the door of his suite 6 minutes before he unleashed the bullets into the crowd of the concert, killing 58 people and injuring hundreds more. The account differs dramatically from one police this week to last week when they say Paddock fired through the door of his room and injured an unarmed guard after shooting into the crowd. The company that owns the bay has questioned the new timeline. "We cannot be certain about the most recent timeline," a spokesperson from MGM reports. "We believe that what is currently being expressed is not to be accurate. This remains ongoing investigation with a lot of moving parts." All right, so I'm going to just start right there. So what do you say about that?
I say the people who... that's a fucked up story, and condolences to all the families that, like, passed away. Like, it's really fucked up. And it's what's more even fucked. Doing shit like that. If you want to kill somebody, you kill the person you want to kill. I'm not promoting, say, "Oh, just go kill who you want to kill," and that's that. I'm not promoting that. But I'm saying, if you're going to do that, do it to that person. Like, you don't understand how much pain you cause to all those families. Like, that's a lot of families that you fucked up. They could be the fucking, the head honcho of the family. Like, they could be the person who's provided for their family. And you killing them. Because you don't give a fuck. Well, for assholes like that, that's why they go to jail. And I know you're going to spend the rest of your life rotting, saying you wish you should have did something else. Because that's the kind of shit. That's your future. That's what you got to look forward to. Is jail and saying you wish you did something else. By fucking Bubba. I'm saying though, like, for real, when did it become popping that when you want to kill somebody, you just, "Oh, I'm just gonna start a riot and kill everybody, gonna die, fuck everybody"? I don't understand that. I think it's idiotic, and I'm speechless. Like, this is the kind of shit that makes it look like the world's gonna end. All the shit that's going on. Because God's sitting here just watching all that. And it's fucked up people out there. Real fucked up people. Shit, our president's fucked up.
Who's president? One of my people hit me 6 o'clock in the morning. He's like, "Yo, the president is gonna be in your area." I'm like, "I wish you would hit my motherfucking phone at 6:45 again, talking about the president gonna be here." I don't care. motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. What are you talking for? And then somebody else, I'm going to just say, I don't know if I should, well, somebody else hit me up at 8 o'clock in the morning, sending me, first of all, I don't like the fucking video shit. You hit me 8 o'clock in the morning with a Nick Cannon video? Really, your lore?
Oh, the positive.
I don't know what it was. I didn't even click it. I just say, your lore, Nick Cannon at 7:45.
Yeah.
Whatever he was talking about, I don't give a fuck. Don't hit me.
That's happening right now.
Don't come around here before 2:30. I don't give a fuck what I said. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. It feels so great to be back. Tomorrow's what? DJ night. DJ night.
We don't want to hear no fucking
DJ night. We going in. We had 2 weeks off, so it's going to be bad. This DJ be bad. And I'll make sure I hand picks these mother scubbies. Shout out to everybody who loves my 350/50. Shout out to everybody who loves to Greenleaf Network. Love, peace, and hair grease. See you mañana. We out.